弟兄姐妹早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们很开心在主日可以到主的殿中来敬拜神。
We're so happy to worship our God in His temple.
那在我们开始今天的敬拜之前，我们做一个简短的祷告。
Before we start, let's pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢你赐给我们每天的平安。
Dear Father in heaven, we thank you so much for the peace that you have given us every day.
主，你的恩典丰富。
Lord, your blessing is abundant.
你的慈爱长存。
Your grace is everlasting.
我们恭敬将今天我们敬拜，我们交托你的恩手当中。
We put our worship in your hands today.
求主你眷顾我们的需要。
May you meet our needs.
你看顾我们每天的生活。
Watch over our daily life.
为我们所分享的，我们恭敬的交托主。
For today's message, we put in your hands.
愿你的圣灵亲自在我们心中工作。
May your Holy Spirit be working among us.
使我们的一生都可以讨主你的喜悦。
So that we can please you in our life.
我们这样祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
有一个故事讲到说，在一个偏僻的山村里面哈。
In a remote village, there's a story about in this remote village.
OK, 那这个故事呢是说这个地方呢啊非常的好，像个世外桃源一样。
This is like a paradise.
那么其中呢这个地方有一个高僧哈。
And there's a high monk.
那么他在这地方呢来服侍这个村子里面所有的人。
And he served the villagers for a long time.
那么村子里人对这个高僧也非常的尊重哈。
And the villagers really respect the high monk.
不过他年纪越来越大了。
But he's getting older.
他知道自己不久于世。
And he knew he's going to be leaving the world soon.
他就想找一个人来接替他。
And he wanted to find somebody to replace him.
于是他就写了一封信给了啊，他的一个朋友在一个远处的地方哈。
So he wrote a friend, about a letter to a friend far away.
希望说有人可以来接替他的工作。
Hoping somebody could come to replace him.
所以他的朋友接到这个信呢，就跟他这个寺院里面其他的啊，这个年轻的这个和尚说，哎呀，你们谁有兴趣去这个地方来接替这个工作？
So his friend asked the young people in the temple and said, "Hey, who wants to go and take this opportunity?"
每个人都很开心。
Everybody is very happy.
因为他们知道这个地方是个非常好的地方。
They knew it's a great place.
而且这个高僧呢是很有这个修养的哈。
And the high monk has great career.
那你要接替这个工作的话，那不得了，你肯定，就会这个得到很多的这个造化。
What a great opportunity to be a monk in that area.
于是有三个和尚说他们都想去。
So there were three monks that they wanted to go.
于是他们三个人就说，我们三个人都想去，那这个你怎么决定派谁去呢？
Well, who are you going to decide if all of us want to go?
没想到这个方丈说，你们三个一起去。
And the abbot said, you go together.
那他说一起去，我们三个人去了那里只有一个位置，到时候这个怎么办呢？我们三个人到底是谁坐这个位置啊？我们还得回来不是？
Well, there is only one position, but there are three of us. So what are going to happen to the other two?
这个方丈说，哎，你们不用担心的啦，你们三个，他微微一笑，你们三个人啊，要能有一个人到那个地方就不错的了。
Well, one of you, if you get there, that'll be good enough.
这个三个和尚说，怎么可能？虽然这个地方路途遥远嘛，要走很久道，但我们总能有走到的那一天吧。
The three monks were like, how could that happen? Even though it's far away, but one day we'll arrive there.
这个方丈微微一笑，哎，你们就准备出发吧。
And the abbot smiled and said, well, you guys get ready.
于是这个三个和尚兴冲冲的赶快就出发了。
So the three of them set on their way.
所以他们出发不久，哎，就到了邻近的一个王国里面。
Shortly after, they arrived at a nearby kingdom.
这个王国呀，非常这个地理位置非常好。
The kingdom has a great location.
三面环山，一面靠水。
And they're surrounded by mountains and water.
地方非常的富庶。
And it's very rich.
那么这个地方真的也是蛮安静的哈。
And it's quiet.
那么这个国王一听说有高僧来访，马上就设宴款待哈。
And the kingdom banqueted for them because they were the high monks.
哇，一下不得了，这三个人一个比一个聪明，一个比一个厉害。
And they were very smart.
对这个都他说太好了。然后这个吃完晚饭之后，国王就说他们要散去，就说跟这个最年轻的和尚说，哎，你留下来，我跟你讲两句话。
After the banquet, the king said to the youngest person, said, "Hey, you stay. I want to talk to you."
那么最后他就跟他说，这样子，我看你啊，是这三个人中最有作为的。
I think that you are the most achieved among the three.
你呀、啊。要有好的机会，你肯定你就会发达的。
You will be great if there's opportunity for you.
我就有一个女儿，我想把她嫁给你。
I have a daughter. I wish that you can marry her.
你看我老了，我能活多久啊
？See, I'm old, and I'm going to be leaving soon.
我将来这个国，这王国就是你的了。
The kingdom will be yours.
这个小和尚一听，心花怒放啊
！The monk heard that and was so happy.
所以第二天早上起来，马上跟他这个大师兄、二师兄说：“拜拜吧，我就在这儿，你们走吧。
” And then he said to the other two, "Bye, I'm going to stay here."
哎呀，这个大师兄、二师兄走在路上就一直摇头，哎，这个小师弟是太没出息了哈。
And the other two went on their way and said, "Oh, the younger one, they don't know what to do about their life."
这刚出了门就这样子，他真是没有办法哈。
And he lost an opportunity just like a couple steps away.
不过到了前面走又走不远，他们又到了一个又到了一个村庄哈。
Shortly after, they arrived in another village.
啊，这个村庄也挺不错哈。
And this is a nice place as well.
不像那个王国那么有规模，但是哎呀，这里面村的人特别的友善。
Not as big as the kingdom, but the villagers are really friendly.
而且对这个这些和尚是非常非常的尊重又热情。
And they respect them and be really hospitable to them.
招待他们吃饭啊，他们多留捉住几日啊。
And they welcome with great food and ask them to stay longer.
正吃得开心的时候，他们就开始说了，我们这个村子本来也有一个。有一个住持的哈。
And they started talking about they used to have an abbot in that village.
可是他刚刚不久就圆寂了。
But he passed away.
那么你们两位哪一位愿意留下来哈
？Which one of you would like to stay?
哎，所以他们两个，你看看我看看你，然后就说，哎呀，我们是要赶路，我们要去那，我们绝对不会留下来。
They look at each other.Other and say, "No, we need to get on our way. We're not going to stay."
不过村里的人就挽留他们哈。
And villagers are really wanting them to stay.
于是他们俩就开始商量了哈。
So they talk to each other.
你看，这二师兄跟大师兄说：“你看，我们俩如果都到那个地方，只有一个位子。”
And one of them said, "If both of us go to the remote place, only one of us will get the position."
那我们那个人该怎么办呢
？What about the other one?
干脆我把这位子让给你好了。
Let me give that opportunity to you.
你往前面走，我就留在这儿了。
You go ahead. I'll stay here.
这个地方也相当的不错。
And this is a nice place.
所以这个二师兄就留在这个村子里面了。
So the second monk stayed.
这个大师兄继续往前走。
And the only one left kept on going.
路途艰难呐。
It was a far away.
那么走的不容易啊。
It was a hard journey.
最后他生病了。
And he got sick.
病得要死哈。
And he was almost died.
没有，好不容易到了一个前面有一个镇子地方，他总算是到了有人接待他的地方。
Finally, he got to a town where there are people who are welcoming him.
所以在这个地方呢，有个大户的人家就接待了他。
There's a very rich family who welcomed him.
这家的这个一个女主人呢，就对他殷勤的照顾哈。
And the hostess was very nice to him.
过了好多日子，他身体才慢慢的好。
After many days, he finally recovered.
然后这个女主人也舍不得他走哈。
And the hostess didn't want him to leave.
她说：“我丈夫最近去世了。”
She said, my husband recently died.
你看我这家业哈。
You look at my property.
我一个妇道人家我怎么弄得了。
How could I deal with it?
你要能留下来那是最好了。
If you could stay, that would be wonderful.
大师兄说我出家人怎么可以这样哈。
And the monk says, well, I'm a monk. I couldn't do that.
不过这一场大病啊也让他对这个人生有再次的思想了。
But the illness make him think differently.
哎呀，要是有个家来照顾也还不错哈。
If there's a family and somebody to take care of him,
所以最后他就留下来了。
So he stayed as well.
三个和尚没一个到地方。
None of the three made to where they need to be.
这个故事其实告诉我们，人生啊，真是要清楚自己的使命跟目标哈。
This story inspires us to think about our life goals.
其实就像这些个和尚一样哈。
Just like the monks.
如果我们看到这个人发达，我们就去效法。
If we follow somebody when we see someone successful.
如果我们看到另外一个人去享乐，我们也去跟从。
Or imitate somebody who seems to enjoy their life.
最后我们却失去了我们真正要追求的一个东西。
And we may lose finally what we're trying to achieve.
人生啊。确定我们的目标是件不容易的事情。
Confirming our goals in life is not easy.
很多人活了一生都不知道他目标是什么哈。
Many people after living their whole life, they didn't know what that.
那么确定了目标之后，我们要怎么样去持守认定这个目标，这更不容易。
However, how to be steady fast about your goals is even harder.
因为这个世界实在是有太多。这个吸引我们的地方
，because we have so many distractions in this world，
让我们分心哈。
Let get us distracted。
今天我们来继续看以撒的故事哈。
Today we'll continue to look at the story of Isaac。
以撒的一生是没有什么大的波折。
His life has no major ups and downs。
但是他却完成了他家族信仰传承的。这个历史的使命。
But he played an important role in passing the faith in his family.
这一切都在于他呢是循规蹈矩。
And this is really due to his obedience.
性情专一。
And unwavering faith.
因此这一讲呢，我们就从以撒的这个信心和他的性格这个角度来入手。
So today we'll be focused on Isaac's character.And he reflect on his faith.
我们大家一起来思想以撒的人生带给我们什么样的启示。
And we'll reflect on what his life given back to us.
首先我们看以撒是一个用情专一的人。
First off, we know that he is very unwavering.
以撒非常尊重他的父亲。
And he respects his father immensely.
我们知道在亚伯拉罕献以撒的故事当中哈。
We know in the story of offering Isaac,
那么他对父亲是言听计从。
He obeyed his father's instruction very well.
我们先来看在创世纪二十二章的第七节到第十三节哈。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 22:7-9.
创世纪第二十二章就讲到说以，但是那是献以撒的这个故事哈。
And that's the story of sacrificing Isaac.
以撒对他父亲亚伯拉罕说：“父亲呐、啊，亚伯拉罕说，我儿，我在这里。”以撒说请看火与柴都有了但燔祭的羊羔在哪里呢
But Isaac spoke to Abraham his father and said my father and he said here I am my son then he said look the fire and the wood but where's the lamb for the burnt offering
亚伯拉罕说我儿神必自己预备做燔祭的羊羔于是二人同行
And Abraham said my son God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering so the two of them went together
他们到了神所指示的地方亚伯拉罕在那里筑坛把柴摆好捆绑他的儿子以撒放在坛的柴上。
Then they came to a place of which God had told him, and Abraham built an altar there and placed the wood in order, and he bound Isaac, his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood.
亚伯拉罕就伸手拿刀要杀他的儿子。
And Abraham drew his knife to kill Isaac.
耶和华的使者从天上呼叫他说亚伯拉罕亚伯拉罕他说我在这里
And the angel appeared and said Abraham Abraham and Abraham said here I am
天使说你不可在这童子身上下手一点不可害他
Angel said you cannot kill your son
因为现在我知道你是敬畏神的了 因为你没有将你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子留下不给我。
I know you respect the God because you didn't leave your only son.
亚伯拉罕举目观看，不料有一只公羊，两脚扣在稠密的小树中。亚伯拉罕就取了那只公羊来，献为燔祭，代替他的儿子。
Abraham looked up and he saw a lamb, and then that lamb replaced his son.
我们知道当时以撒是背着柴跟亚伯拉罕一起去上山哈。
We know Isaac carried the firewood with Abraham to the mountain.
那么以撒可以背柴，就表明他身体是比较强壮了。
That means he's physically very strong.
但是我们发觉他问亚伯拉罕的话，就表明他还是一个孩子。
But when we hear the question he said to his son, his father, we knew he's still a child.
他说火跟柴都有了，那个献燔祭的羊在哪里？
He was asking, we have the fire and wood, but where is the lamb?
亚伯拉罕的回答也比较含糊哈。
Abraham's response was very vague.
因为他自己都不知道自己在说什么。
Because he probably didn't know what he was saying.
你觉得以撒听了这个话，他会明白他在讲什么吗？
Do you think Isaac understood?
但是你发现以撒后面就没有再继续的追问。
But Isaac didn't press further.
这或许是他对于父亲的信任。
Maybe that's out of his respect, his trust for his father.
或许真的是对神的信心。
Or the trust in God.
所以我们看到以撒是一个有信心的人。
So we can see Isaac has faith.
因为他的身体，当他父亲把他捆绑上的话，他完全可以睁开的。我们发现他也没有挣扎，也没有呼喊，对不对？
Even when he was bound by his father, he could have cried out or get out, but he didn't.
所以这个故事没错，是讲的亚伯拉罕的信心。
You're right. This story is about the faith of Abraham.
但同时，我们也看到了以撒的信心在哪里。
But it also demonstrates Isaac's faith.
那么这次的经历对以撒后面信心的成长是非常关键。
This experience was crucial in his spiritual growth.
以撒不但对父亲非常尊敬。他跟母亲的关系也很好。
Isaac not only respect his father, but he has great relationship with his mother.
我们知道萨拉是老年得子哈。
We know Sarah bore him in her old age.
那么自然将儿子视若掌上明珠哈。
And he was the apple in her eye.
如果亚伯拉罕还有自己好几个其他的儿子的话，那萨拉只有这一个儿子。
While Abraham had many sons,Isaac is the only son of Sarah.
所以我们来看另外一段经文，看到以撒在萨拉去世之后，他是非常思念的母亲。
Let's see another passage.
那么这是讲到以撒娶亲的故事，在创世纪第24:62-67.
Genesis 24:62-67.
那时以撒住在南地，刚从比尔拉海来回来。天将晚，以撒出来在田间默想，举目一看，看见来了些骆驼。利百加举目看见以撒，就急忙下了骆驼，问那仆人说：“这田间走来迎接我的是谁呢？”仆人说：“是我的主人。”利百加就拿帕子蒙上脸，仆人就将所办的一切事都告诉以撒。以撒便领利百加进了他母亲萨拉的帐篷，娶了她为妻，并且爱她。以撒自从他母亲不在了，这才得了安慰。
Now Isaac came from the way of Beer Laharoi, for he dwelt in the south. And Isaac went out to meditate in the field in the evening. And he lifted his eyes and looked, and there the camels were coming. Then Rebecca lifted her eyes.And when he saw Isaac, she dismounted from her camel, for she had said to the servant, "Who's man walking in the field to meet us?" The servant said, "It is my master." So she took a veil and covered herself. And the servant told Isaac all the things that he had done. Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent, and he took Rebekah, and she became his wife, and he loved her.So Isaac was comforted after his mother's death.
所以这最后的一段经文告诉我们，那么以撒自从他母亲不在了，才得到安慰哈。
We know the last verse says after Sarah died, he got comforted.
我们知道撒拉大概是去世的时候，以撒37岁。
We know when Sarah passed away, Isaac was 37.
那么到他结婚的时候，那么以撒是40岁结婚哈。
And he got married when he was 40.
所以已经三年的时间，那么以撒还是非常怀念母亲。
In 3 years, he's still mourning for his mother.
所以我们知道以撒是一个很重感情的人。
We know Isaac is very loving.
而且他对妻子也是，他娶了她为妻，并且爱她。
And same way to his wife, when he married her, he loved her.
虽然这个配偶是他父亲派人去帮他挑选来的哈。
Even though this is an arranged marriage through his father by his father's servant.
所以当第66节讲到说仆人将所发生的一切事情都告诉了以撒。
In verse 66, when the servant told him everything that happened,
因为他知道这个妻子是神为他预备的。
He knew his wife was prepared by God.
他就欣然地接受。
And he accepted her.
而且深深地爱着利百加。
And loved her consistently.
你知道以撒在利百加之外一生都没有再娶。
And you know he has no other wife.
你要知道那个年代那一般的有钱人会娶很多的哈。
In that age and time, the rich people marry many times.
那么他的父亲亚伯拉罕娶了几个？三个，哈。
His father has 3 wives.
那么撒拉是他的妻子，
Sarah,
然后娶了夏甲跟这个基土拉。
夏甲和基土拉。
Hagar.
Haba and.
Yeah, that's all right. 然后雅各呢，他的儿子雅各娶了几个？四个。
His son has 4 wives.
那么两个呢是他的姐妹哈，一个是利亚，一个是拉杰。
利亚 and 拉杰。
利亚 and Rachel。
Oh, Rachel. Rachel.
Yeah. 然后他另外一个儿子以扫也娶了三次哈。
Esau married 3 times.
Yeah. 但是以撒一生用情专一。
But Isaac devoted his life to one woman.
这就是他的福气。
And that's his blessing.
所以弟兄姐妹，如果人呢一生要是用情专一，你就有很多的福气。
Dear brothers, sisters, if we are devoted to one partner in our lives, we have many blessings.
省去了很多的麻烦。
And we avoided many issues.
这个道理至今人们也搞不清楚哈。
A lot of people still didn't understand that.
你知道在洛杉矶的话有很多新移民的哈。
You know, in Los Angeles, there are many new immigrants.
他们新移民，他们有一个风气哈。
And they have a custom.
他们因为洛杉矶这个很贵嘛，住的地方哈。
Because the real estate is so expensive.
所以他们来到洛杉矶住，很多人是拼居的哈。
Many people will rent their house out.
不管你在国内结婚没结婚，是一男一女，他们就拼在一起的。
Whether you're married or not, you live together in the same space.
很多人那样生活就是为了节省嘛。
Many people do that, trying to save some money.
而且新到一个地方可以彼此为伴，互相帮着，趁这样子。
And then because you're new to the area, you could find someone who be your partner be helpful.
所以他们不晓得这个事情有多麻烦哈。
And they didn't know how complicated this can make things be.
反正终于来到这片自由的土地了哈。
Finally, we arrive at the land of freedom.
随便做，你做什么好像没人管你。
Let's do whatever.
但是啊，我碰到一个人，搞得自己焦头烂额的。
But I know someone who's got into really complicated situation.
国内有一个原配，这里还有一个。
He has a wife in China, and he has another partner here.
那后来他国内那个太太也出来了，两个怎么办
？And the wife also came. So what to do?
不知道该怎么办哈。
He doesn't know what to do.
后来知道还有第三个。
And there's another one.
因为呢，这个申请绿卡，他这个。申请绿卡的话，他就说有另外一个，我说这个怎么这是假结婚的哈
？And he married another one in order to get his permanent residence.
因为那是为绿卡的缘故哈。
For the purpose of getting a permanent residence.
所以其实我们来美国不是为了更好的生活嘛哈。
Well, didn't we come to U.S. for a better life?
但是很多的时候，我们把事情搞得非常的复杂的话，就是说自己给自己 平添了很多的烦恼。
Sometimes we create troubles ourselves.
所以我们要想得到神的祝福啊，人是要用情专一的啊。
If we want to get blessings from God, we need to be very devoted.
其实不单是在感情上。
Not only in our relationships.
在信仰的生活上也是如此。
But also in faith.
所以我们来看看以撒的信心和他在信仰生活上怎么走过的路啊。
If we look at the journey of Isaac in his personal journey and his faith journey.
因为根据以色列人的传说啊
，According to Israeli legend，
以撒的父亲亚伯拉罕在年轻的时候
，When Abraham was young，
他曾经跟挪亚还有挪亚的儿子闪一起生活了39年
，And he spent 39 years with Noah and Noah's son Shem。
那么当以撒出生的时候
，When Isaac was born，
啊，亚伯拉罕会做什么事情？排宴席，对不对
？Abraham had many banquets.
哇，这个等待已久的儿子出现了哈。
A son in a long waiting.
那么据说呢，当时候闪还有闪的曾孙希伯，希伯就是亚伯拉罕的先祖哈，他们一起来为这个亚伯拉罕来庆贺。
Shem and Abel came to the celebration of Isaac.
我们知道圣经记载闪去世的时候是多少岁？600岁，对不对
？Shem was 600 years old when he passed away.
那个时候，以撒是110岁。
And Isaac was 110 years old.
所以，以撒这一生的最重要大部分的时间都是跟这个闪他是怎么样重叠在一起的哈。
It's easy to imagine that Isaac spent a lot of time with Shem.
所以不难想象，以撒会从闪和那些敬虔的后代的身上得到了很多启示。
And you can imagine Isaac received a lot of revelations from Shem and his descendants.
那当然，我们知道圣经里记载了很清楚，上帝有多次向亚伯拉罕显现。
And we know in the Bible, God also revealed Himself to Abraham many times.
而且跟亚伯拉罕很多的启示。
And there are many revelations.
所以神曾经跟亚伯拉罕说：“我做的事情岂能瞒着亚伯拉罕吗？”
What I do, I'm not going to be make it mysterious to Abraham.
所以肯定他们从以撒从亚伯拉罕的父亲那里得到很多属灵的智慧。
And we can see that Isaac has gained a lot of spiritual growth from his dad as well.
那不但如此，我们知道以撒本身神也有向他显现。我们上次读了两段经文哈。
Not only that, we know God also revealed Himself to Isaac.
而且刚才我们读的这段经文，是以撒住在南地的时候，天将晚，以撒出来在田间默想，63节。
We also read earlier that Isaac meditated in the fields.
所以，这是大概他的一个习惯了，他常常在读思冥想，在与神在一起沟通。
And that his habit of meditation so that he can be close to God.
所以以撒不断言有信仰的传承，而且他有什么？他有自己与神的经历。
So not only Isaac received from his ascendance, but he also received from God.
所以整个以撒的故事有一条主线。
So there's a main story thread throughout his life.
这条主线是从头到尾是弦贯穿于整个故事始终。
From beginning to end.
那就是信心与神的预备。
It's the presenting of faith and the providence by God.
我们看到先以撒的故事，当亚伯拉罕跟以撒有信心的时候
，In the story of offering Isaac, we see when Abraham and Isaac has faith.
后面神就预备了那只公羊。
God provided the lamb.
所以这里叫耶和华以勒。
And this is called Jehovah Jireh.
所以这个主题不断的出现。
And this is the main theme.
所以在圣经里面，不但是这个故事，当以撒的这个配偶的事情，我们知道亚伯拉罕派他的仆人去为以撒去找配偶的时候。
And in the story of finding Isaac the wife.
那么也体现出了神的预备哈。
And also.Demonstrate God's providence.
所以当那个老仆人去寻找这个以撒的配偶，他走到一个地方， 陌生的地方，我到哪里去找是合适的呢？
And when the servant went out, set out to find Isaac the wife, he didn't know what to do.
我们看一看创世纪第24:12-14，当时那个老仆人的祷告。
So let's look at the prayer the servant said in Genesis 24:12-14.
老仆人祷告说，耶和华我主人亚伯拉罕的神呐，求你施恩给我主人亚伯拉罕，使我今日遇见好机会。
Then he said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, please give me success this day and show kindness to my master Abraham.
我现今站在井边，城内居民的女子们正出来打水。
Behold, here I stand by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city are coming out to draw water.
我向哪一个女子说，请你拿下水瓶来，给我水喝？她若说，请喝，我也给你的骆驼喝。
Now let it be that the young woman to whom I say, please let down your pitcher that I may drink, and she says, drink, and I'll also give your camels a drink.
愿那女子就做你所预定给你仆人以撒的妻。
And let her be the one you have appointed for your servant Isaac.
这样我便知道你施恩给我主人了。
And by this I will know that you have shown kindness to my master.
所以这24节的故事整个是围绕着这个祷告展开的。
And in chapter 24, it tells about the story around this prayer.
后面发生的事情完全跟这个老仆人的祷告是一样的。
And what happened later is really like what he prayed for.
所以这就是利百加，就是成为了以撒的妻子。
And Rebecca became his wife.
所以我们看到说，这整个的故事表明了说，当我们有信心在主的面前，神就有预备。
When we have faith in front of God, God will provide.
哪里有信心，哪里就有神的预备。
Where there is faith, there is providence.
那么我们也知道说，上帝是不允许以撒离开这个应许之地的。
And we know God didn't allow Isaac to leave the land of promise.
那么在饥荒的时候，以撒确实听了上帝的话，他没有离开。
During a famine, Isaac listened to God and didn't leave.
果然上帝就丰丰富富地祝福了他。
And God provided everything.
你要知道他的爸爸亚伯拉罕也曾经离开过，下到埃及。
And we know Abraham has left and went to Egypt.
他的儿子雅各也曾经在巴旦亚兰居住过一段时间。
And his son went to Aran a few years.
那么以撒一生从来没有离开过应许之地。
And Isaac never left the land of promise.
所以神说什么，以撒就做什么。
Whatever God says, he listens.
我以撒的信心就由此可见一斑了哈。
And we can see his strong faith.
所以我们中文主日学呢，在查考圣经人物的时候，那么 Anderson 就有查考以撒的生平哈。
In the Chinese Sunday school, we study the story of Isaac.
所以他总结以撒的一生，总结得很好，他说以撒是一生认定神。
He summarized by saying Isaac focused his eyes on God all his life.
这不正是需要我们来学习跟效法的吗？
Isn't this something that we should learn?
那么一生认定神。
And we focus on God all our life.
这就是一个人得的上帝福气的秘诀。
And that's how we receive blessings from God.
可能有人会说，哦，这个事情啊，千头万绪哈，你让我怎么认定一个事情哈
？Some people may say, "Oh, it's so complicated nowadays. How can I just be focused on one thing?"
你说这人生里这么多的事情，我怎么可能就要认定？我怎么去认定神？太多的事情要做。
There are so many things to do. How can I just focus on God?
这是关键的，就是一个字，简单。
It's just one word, simplicity.
能简单你就不要复杂。
If we can be simple, don't get complicated.
很多的时候是我们把简单的事情变得复杂。
Sometimes we make simple things very complicated.
那么我们知道这个脸书的这个创始人哈 ，Zuckerberg 哈。
We know the Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg.
他的话，他的生活就非常简单哈。
He has a very simple life.
别看他非常省钱。
And he,
他很有钱哈。 他非常有钱。
He is rich, but he doesn't spend his money much.
你看他每次出来就穿一个套头衫，是不是
？He always have a sweatshirt.
那么后来人家说，你不换一件衣服，怎么你们家就这一件衣服吗
？And people will ask him, "You only have one shirt?"
啊，不是，他家里有很多，但都是一样的。
Not really, but he has many of this one style.
每天早上起来不用想。
And he doesn't even need to think.
拿一件穿就好了。
Pick one, put it on.
不用走。因为什么？他脑子要有更重要的事情要想。
He has more important things to think about.
所以他要集中他的精力。
So he has to focus his energy.
所以，当你简单和你把这个精力放在最重要的事情上，这一个人，你的生命可以释放成为一个巨大的能量。
When you lead a simple life and focus the things on the important things, your life will have amazing.Achievement.
那么平凡的人也可以做出不平凡的事情。
And even ordinary people can achieve extraordinary things.
正如以撒一样，要我们一生可以认定神的话，我们必然会得到神的祝福。
If we are unwavering our faith of God, we will be blessed.
那以前罗马帝国有一个非常著名的哲学家。
In the Roman Empire, there used to be a very famous philosopher.
他的名字叫小。塞内卡
and his name is Seneca the Younger.
因为他爸爸也是一个很著名的哲学家，所以他的名字加一个小。
Because his father is also a very famous philosopher, so he has a younger in his name.
那么他曾经做过当时罗马皇帝尼禄的老师。
He is the teacher of the Roman king Nero's king, Nero's teacher.
The emperor.
The emperor. Sorry.
那么他是帮助尼禄坐上这个皇位，因为他非常的有名哈，非常聪明的一个人。
He helped Nero to the throne because he was very famous.
他写了一个非常著名的书信。
He wrote a very famous letter.
他写了一个非常著名的书信给他当时的岳父。
He wrote this letter to his father-in-law.
他的岳父呢，当时是做的职位也是很高了。
His father-in-law is also a high official.
就相当于现在的总理大臣的这个职位。
Like the Secretary of State in our days.
那么这个做总理大臣的时候呢，那么他就非常的忙碌。
So his father-in-law was very busy.
因为这个尼禄啊，他非常有野心的，他对这个建筑啊特别有兴趣。
Because Nero was very ambitious and he has a great interest in structures.
所以他建了很多的这个在罗马上建了很多的建筑啊。
And he built many buildings in Rome.
那么其中呢，他甚至有一次看罗马城有一个地方他不喜欢，他放火把它给烧了。
One time he went to a place in Rome he didn't like it and he burned it down.
那么烧了之后呢，他说这是基督徒干的。
After that, he said, "Oh, it was done by the Christians."
所以整个的罗马帝国是拼命的迫害基督徒。
And the whole Roman Empire started prosecuting Christians.
就是因为他大兴土木，所以非常的忙碌啊。
Because he's interested in building big structures, he's very busy.
所以这个塞内卡就给他的岳父写信哈。
So when Seneca wrote to his father-in-law,
就跟他说，这个题目就叫《论生命之短暂》。
It's called De brevita vita, means on the shortness of life.
他说你现在这么忙碌，有什么意义呢
？He says, "What's the meaning of your life? You're so busy."
你都在为别人忙。
You're working for others.
你忙了这些东西，你是地位是很高了。
Although you have really great reputation.
但是你所有的时间都用在这些事情上，就真的你能达到你生命的意义吗
？But are you achieving the meaning of life by doing that？
所以这封书信后来就流传下来，成为一个非常著名的塞内卡的一个著作。
It became a very famous work of Seneca.
那果然，这个塞内卡不久他就辞职了，他就不要做他的这个老师了，在哈。
He also resigned from his own position, not to be the king's teacher, emperor's teacher.
Yeah, advisor, huh?
Advisor.
那么他本来想养老的，后来还是不行哈，因为这个尼禄不但非常残暴，而且多疑哈。
Or he would want to stay not doing anything, but Nero was very cruel.
那么谁威胁到他的地位，他都会把他给杀了。
And he will kill anyone who threatens his position.
他连他自己的母亲都不放过的。
And he even killed his own mother.
因为威胁到他的皇位，他就把他母亲给杀了。
When his own mother threatened his position on the throne, he killed her.
后来他还怀疑塞内卡跟人家图谋叛乱哈。
And he thought Seneca plotted against him.
其实根本没有这回事。
There's no such a thing.
但是他就逼着塞内卡怎么样，当场是割腕自杀啊。
And he forced Seneca to suicide by cutting his own arm off.
虽然塞内卡这封信是写给他岳父的，其实对他自己也是。你穷其一生，你忙碌辛苦，你把时间都花在别人的身上，最后你怎么样呢？你被这个尼禄给杀掉了。
Even though the letter was written to his father-in-law, it also talks about his own life. You know, you've been so busy all your life. What did you get?
其实每个人来到这个世界上啊，都有一笔丰富的财富。
Actually, everybody come to this world with a great wealth.
但是很多人却没有认识到自己是这么的富有。
But they didn't know they're that wealthy.
所以这个财富很快就挥霍一空了。
And the wealth will be squandered away.
大家知道这个财富是什么？
What do you think is the wealth?
时间。
It's time.
不管你是活五十岁还是一百岁。
Whether you live to 50 or 100.
你都是非常富有的人呢。
You're very wealthy.
因为这个时间是没有办法用金钱去衡量的。
There's no money can be put on the time that we have.
可惜啊，万贯家财不知不觉当中就挥霍一空。
People unknowingly squander our wealth away.
很多人是到了人生走到终点的时候，才发现原来我虚度此生。
And they only realize that until they reach the end of their life's journey.
那么现代人呢？是时间观念很强的。
Modern society, we value time.
所以我们算时间不光是按小时算，我们连分分秒秒都算得清楚。
We count every second in our lives.
你就算得很清楚，这个十点、十一点聚会，你不能十一点半来，对不对？那就差了，对不对
？If we are meeting at 11, you wouldn't come here at 11:30.
时间宝贵，生命短暂。
Time is precious. Life is short.
所以人们要在最有限的时间要做最多的事情。
People want to achieve as much as possible in the limited time they have.
其实这是一个严重的偏差哈。
We think this approach is flawed.
因为一个人做成就，他最出色的时候是在他什么精力最集中的时候。
The most outstanding achievement we get is when we focus on one thing.
还没有听说哪一个人是在最忙碌的时候，他做出他最成就的东西。
Not when they are the busiest.
所以问题呢，不是在有限的时间里面做更多的事情。
So the problem is not to do many things in limited time.
而是在有限的事情你要做对了事情。
But in doing the right things in the limited time.
而且要专心在这个最重要的事情上。
And focus on what it matters.
每个人都有我们最擅长的地方哈。
We have our strength.
而很多的时候，很多人在花了很多的精力做自己最不擅长的事情。
Many people are doing the things they're not good at.
其实，神在我们每个人生命中都有一个美好的计划。
God has great plan for each one of us.
当我们知道了神在我们身上的计划，我们去全心全意去做的时候。
When we know God's plan and we focus on that plan,
自然就成就不平凡的事情。
And then you will achieve great achievements.
可能我们当中有人会说了哈。
Some people may ask.
陈牧师，你给我讲的太晚了。
Pastor Chen, it's kind of late for you to tell me that.
我这辈子过得差不多了。
I've lived most part of my life already.
不过其实我们留下的时间不多哈。
Even we have limited time left.
不如我们及时的醒悟啊，依然可以成就一些个不平凡的事情。
If you awaken in this time, you can still achieve extraordinary things.
也，上帝是非常慷慨的。
God is incredibly generous.
他给每一个人都是亿万富翁。
Everyone is born into this world a millionaire.
但是我们有没有想过我们是这么富有？从来没有想过，我们都觉得钱不够。
Do we think about this? We always thought, oh, we don't have enough money.
你知道明年加州要这个最低工资要涨了，说在这个 fast food 的快餐店每个小时两二十块钱。
Oh, next year, California's minimum wage will be raised up to $20 per hour.
啊，我算算，这以后去麦当劳去做事就好了哈。
I might apply for a job in McDonald's.
你想，他这个一周嘛，就算你工作五天。
If you work five days a week.
然后你一年嘛，给你两周的休假哈。
2 weeks vacation a year.
差不多可以赚4万块。
You can make about $40,000.
一个小时二十块钱。
An hour for $20.
那我现在问你，你的生命一个小时是不是就值二十块钱
？So let me ask you, an hour of your life is it worth only $20?
没错，我如果去麦当去做工，我工作一个小时给我二十块钱。
You're right. If I go work in McDonald's, that's my hour's worth.
但是不是你生命的一个小时就等于二十块钱？
But is an hour of your life equal $20?
没有办法用钱来衡量。
There's no way of us measuring our time and money.
时间是没有办法用钱去衡量。
And there's no way of us measuring time.
但是很多的时候我们为了金钱，我乐意把时间出卖的哈。
Sometimes for money, we'll give up our time.
所以我们应当学会珍惜神给我们的时间哈。
So we need to cherish time that God has given us.
那么大家都知道，以前到中国的第一个基督教的宣教士是这个马里逊哈。
Do you guys know the first missionary went to China, whose name is Morrison, last name Robert Morrison?
Yeah. 那么马里逊呢？他是到中国宣教，他做了很多的预备，他受过很好的教育。
He has done many things to prepare for his missionary, and he was well educated.
而且那个时候做宣教士一定要学怎么做医生。
At that time, to be a missionary, you have to be a doctor.
因为做医生，你到了宣教的地方，你才容易接触到当地的人。
Because if you're a doctor, you went to where you preach, you get to know the locals.
那马里逊去了很多年之后，那么当时这个伦敦的差会啊，就说要派其他的人去做马里逊的助手。
After he went to China many years, the London church decided to send others to help him.
那么这个助手的名字呢？他就叫威廉米莲哈。
And the assistant name is William Mill.
那当时要派人去，这米莲就去申请了。
So people applied.
那么当时这个差会说，看了看他这个简历，说你大概不合格。
The church looked at his resume and said, "Oh, I don't think you're qualified."
你到中国这么一个完全不同的文化中，而且那个社会这么完善的，是有很有历史的，你这个学识水平不够啊，你怎么不像马里逊，你也得差不多是不是？
It didn't look like you're well educated to be able to work in a country that's so different from your own culture.
那米莲当时说，没有关系，我到那边我做不了别的事，我可以烧水，我可以做饭，我可以干其他的事情哈，我只要能帮得了这个马里逊就可以了。
And William said, "It's okay. I could cook. I could boil water. I can do whatever to help Mr. Morrison."
所以最后蔡慧看他挺有决心，就派他去了。
And the church sent him.
那他跟他的太太两个人就到马里逊那帮助马里逊哈。
He and his wife went to China to help Mr. Morrison.
那么后来的话，他在那边做的是非常的出色。
He's done outstanding job.
帮助马里逊，协助他翻译中文的圣经。
Help Mr. Morrison translate the Bible into Chinese.
他跟他太太都是三十几岁就死在了亚洲。
He and his wife died in their 30th in Asia.
弟兄姐妹，我们都可以活到他两倍的岁数来。
We could live up twice of their length of their lives.
但是我们能不能像他那样，真的是留下一个生命的印记。
Can we really work to leave a legacy behind?
所以上次呢，我们是从上帝的祝福这条线来看以撒的一生。
Last time we look at Isaac's story through God's blessings.
今天我们从信心的角度来看以撒的一生。
Today we look at Isaac's life through faith.
哪里有信心，哪里就有神的预备。
Where there's faith, there's God's province.
所以领受神的祝福，就需要有以撒一般的性情。
We need to have Isaac's character in order to receive God's blessing.
用情专一。
He's unwavering.
不但在我们的生活上，也是在我们的信仰上。
Not in his life, but also in his faith.
正像以撒一样，要一生认定神。
We need to focus on God all our lives.
最后我要讲一个例子哈。
I want to tell a story in the end.
不一定像上次那么精彩，没有卡通给你们看。
I don't have cartoon to show you like last time.
你们讲完这个例子，你就知道陈牧师不光会看电影哈。
After this story, you know I not only watch movies.
陈牧师喜欢京剧哈。
And Pastor Chen also loves opera.
这个故事讲的是京剧，我们知道有四大名旦嘛哈。
We know there are four major characters.
啊，其中一位呢叫程砚秋哈。
And one of them is called 程砚秋。
他的程派啊。非常有特色。
His style is very unique.
所以在上个世纪二三十年代，他创立了程派之后，很受欢迎。
In the 1920s, when he established his style, it was very popular.
有位女性呢，她就是喜欢这个程派的艺术。
There's a female who loved his style.
她本来想拜程砚秋为师。
She wanted to make him her teacher.
但是。程砚其实他只比程砚秋小六岁啊。
And she is about 6 years younger.
那么程砚秋不接受他。
And he didn't accept her.
By the way, 你们知道程砚秋是男的是女的？
Do you know whether he is a he or she?
男的。
He is a guy.
那么他不接受女徒弟的目的，他是这个人非常的，高就。很清高的哈。
He didn't want to have a female apprentice.
那他觉得会怕传出绯闻。
And he feels like it'll ruin his reputation.
所以拜师不成，他就想办法。既然我拜不了程砚秋，我就拜程砚秋的老师哈。
So this lady decided if she couldn't get 程砚秋， she's gonna get his teacher.
那也就找到程砚秋的琴师啊什么怎样去学这个程派啊。
And then she went over to his company to help.
她甚至把她的名字改了。
And she even changed her own name.
把她的名字改成叫新砚秋。
And changed it to New 砚秋。
Yeah, 这 exactly. Yeah, 她叫新砚秋哈。那么我们当中有没有人知道新砚秋这名字？
Does anyone know?
Yeah. 那她甚至她是模仿嘛，她偷学，就是到了戏院她。女扮男装躲在那个戏院后面，程砚秋在上面唱，她在底下怎么样？自己偷偷的学偷袭。
Disguise herself to sit in the audience and just learn from him by watching him perform.
后来她就越唱越出名啊。
And she become better and better.
唱到一个程度，她可以跟程砚秋唱对台戏哈。
And she could be on the same stage performing with.
而且一点都不输她。
And never less than him.
你看这模仿的快把这个原本的都给吃掉的了。
And if you look at the one who imitates, almost as good as the real person.
长话短说。
Well, long story short.
那到了83年的时候呢，当时北京呢准备啊纪念程砚秋，准备有这个纪念的活动啊。
In 1983, there was an activity to memorize 程砚秋。
所有的程派的传人都集中在一起说，我们怎么样筹办这纪念活动
？All of his students decided to get together and talk about how to plan for this activity.
最后到了说，我们邀请不邀请？这个新砚秋来参加这个。
In the end, the question becomes: Should we invite New 砚秋？
那么那个时候呢，程砚秋已经逝世是25周年的时候。
At that time, 程砚秋 passed away for 25 years.
于是这些程派传人吵成一锅粥，有的说可以，有的说不行。
And his students all started quarreling with each other.
最后是程砚秋的太太出来哈说。
And his wife came out.
你们不要吵了。
And said, "Don't worry."
虽然新砚秋做过对不起你师父的事情，但你师父都没有计较的。
Even if New 砚秋did something that your teacher didn't want her to do, but he didn't mind.
再者说，就这个艺术成就来讲，你们这几个人 加起来还不如他呢。
Secondly, all of you together is not enough to compete with New Yan Qiu.
所以最后程砚秋夫人拍板，就请程砚秋从南京回到北京。
So they invited her from Nanjing to Beijing.
所以程砚秋有一出非常著名的戏叫《锁麟囊》哈。
程砚秋 has a very famous I don't know what that is. Sorry.
那么这出戏呢，他们五个最优秀的传人哈，就是程派的传人，一人演一段哈。
Five of the most outstanding students play one part each.
那么就是最后呢，把这个西燕秋排在最后一段。
In the new Yan Qiu was playing the last piece.
只有十分钟的戏。
Only 10 minutes.
那么前面最精彩的什么大段的表演的好听的全都唱完了。
The most outstanding pieces were done before her.
那最后这一段只有十分钟，好像没有什么精彩的东西。
In the last part, only 10 minutes, maybe there's nothing unique.
可那年新燕秋73岁哈。
And that year, New Yan Qiu was 73 years old.
北京城的轰动啊，不光是票友，包括京剧界那届的人士都去看，因为这么多年新燕秋都没有回到北京唱戏了。
The whole Beijing was excited because she hasn't performed in years.
结果新燕秋出来唱戏的时候，哇，不得了！一个举手，一个投足，是一个好跟着一个好。
When she came out to the stage, every pose she has, whether raise her hand or move her foot, everything was so great.
所以当时人们就评论，报纸评论说，哇，这才是什么大师的水平。
And the newspaper commented that that's what a masterpiece is.
新燕秋怎么做到这个成就的？
How did she do that?
哎，她不是个很聪明的人哎。
She's not very smart.
哎，她的文化水平都不高。
She's not well educated.
那她谈到她怎么样去学习程派，他就太爱程派艺术。
And she talked about how she did that because she loved the style of the Beijing opera.
一生很苦。
And she had a bitter life.
做过日本人的监狱。
And she had been in Japanese prison.
做过国民党的监狱。
In Kuomintang's prison.
也做过共产党的监狱。
And in the communist prison.
所以他有个诀窍。
But she has a secret.
她说，我是非常爱程派艺术。
She said, I love the style of Chen opera.
我不能在台上唱的时候，我就在台下唱。
If I cannot perform on the stage, I'll perform down there.
我不能出声唱的时候，我就心里唱。
If I cannot sing out loud, I'll sing in my heart.
我躺下的时候，我就琢磨他的唱腔。
When I lay down, I'll meditate.
我起来的时候，我就想是应该是什么样的一个动作。
When I get up, I think about the poses.
所以他的艺术就达到了一个炉火纯青的地步，到了一个程度，程砚秋的亲传弟子都达不到这个水平。
He arrived at such a high point in her career, even her own students.Could not surpass her.
我讲了这么长的一个故事 ，What's the point?
After such a long story, what's the point that I'm making?
一生认定神。
We need to focus and focus on God.
如果在这个世上，你真的是投进了你所有的精力去这样的去做神所要你做的事情。
If you focus on the things that God wanted you to do,
一个平凡的人同样可以做出。不平凡的事情。
An ordinary person can achieve extraordinary things.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢赞美你的恩典。
Dear Father in heaven, we're grateful for your blessings.
因为你赐给我们每个人丰丰富富。
For you have blessed each one of us abundantly.
我们一生的年日都在你的手中。
Our time is numbered.
愿主你给我们智慧。
May you give us wisdom.
怎么样可以善用我们的年日
？How to use our time on earth？
愿主你在我们的身上可以做奇妙的工作。
Lord, may you do wondrous things on us。
我们一生一世荣耀你的名。
We glorify you all our life。
我们恭敬将今天在座每一位听到这信息的交托在你的恩手当中。
We put every one of us here in your hands。
求主你。 赐福我们的人生。
May you bless our life.
使我们不会虚度年华。
So we're not wasting our time.
我们这样的祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.